Sydney Rogers, and welcome to another edition of FLX Weekly here at FingerLakes1.com. It is July 17th, 2019, and we are live inside the FingerLakes1.com studios, where I'm joined by Jim Senecropi and our special guest, Heather Zellers, who is the race director for this weekend's Right to Run 19K in Seneca Falls. But before we do our full introduction, we do have a sponsor today, and today's show is brought to you by Woody's Bar and Grill inside the Waterloo Quality Inn. You can join them on Friday for a happy hour party that includes half-price appetizers and two-for-one drink specials from 5 to 7 p.m., and then you can stay for live music from Loose Change from 7 to 10 p.m. And also remember, Woody's has that great $15 prime rib dinner every Wednesday.
So if you are in town for the Right to Run or convention days, Friday night, head to Woody's.
That works perfect, yeah, but anyways, welcome to our show. I know you got here just in the nick of time and had to deal with the rain and the great weather we're having right now, but we wanted to get to know a little bit more about what's going on this weekend with the Right to Run 19K.
So the Right to Run 19K and 5K, historically it's been held Mother's Day weekend, and we had moved the race to Convention Days weekend this year. We thought it was a perfect culmination to really focus on the women's movement, the national park, and what the Convention Days truly meant, when the 1848 convention, and bring that focus back to that 19th Amendment, which is, you know, our 19K is a nod to that 19th Amendment.
Right. Yeah, I was thinking about it because I was like, I feel like it's earlier or later. I was like, I know it's not usually at this time.
It used to be on Mother's Day.
Yeah, but then I was like, oh, that makes sense that we moved it to convention days. It does go well together.
And it's a perfect culmination of the partnerships that we have between the national park, the town, you know, all the entities that are here to celebrate Convention Days, and it really just focused that attention back on Seneca Falls and why we truly are special. So it made sense for us to move our race,
right?
Which obviously, you know, that's the focus point of our race. You know, most people like to say they have a race with a cause. We find ourselves, we have a cause that just happens to have a race.
Mm-hmm.
So, and
awesome.
We're really, really proud of that heritage. So it was a perfect fit for us. We're really excited, especially moving into 2020, which is going to be a huge year.
So you have stuff going on Friday and Saturday, correct?
Yeah. So
which is new this year.
Yeah, so it's new. So this year, we kind of, playing on that theme of, you know, focusing on the women's movement, we kind of moved everything right back into that center point right in town. So we have our packet pickup and registration, which is at the rec center. Mm-hmm. And then People's Park, we have a Friday event. So we'll have a food truck rodeo. Three Brothers Winery will be there.
Sweet.
And we have a fun run that's going to be taking place at 6:30 on the Ludovico Trail. So it's just a way to kind of bring that focus and a different group of people into mm-hmm. Seneca Falls for Convention Days. And then Friday, you know, the National Park has their events that are going on. So it's really a good mesh of those two together. So,
and then on Saturday is the big race.
So Saturday we've got our big race. We actually kick it off with yoga in Sentiments Park. I mean, who wouldn't want to do yoga at 6 a.m. in such an inspirational place?
That is awesome.
So we're really excited about that. And then at 8 o'clock we'll kick off the 19K shortly after the 5K leaves. And then from there, it is just a celebration. We've got our Vendors Village, and then the National Park has all their amazing events that are going on. And what I'm most excited about is shortly after our awards ceremony for our runners, their keynote speaker will be speaking, which is the Colleen Jenkins, who is the great-great-granddaughter of Elizabeth Cady Stanton.
Wow.
So, yeah, I mean,
that's big.
So my race is just as proud as I am of my race. It's just a very small piece of the entire weekend full of events to celebrate, you know, the Right to Run and that the convention days.
Now, the forecast is for hot heat and humidity. How does that change things for the run?
So I'm really glad you brought that up. Yeah, a forecasted heat index right now is 105. First thing we're doing is asking community members, go online to Right to Run 19k.org, check out our course, and if you live along the course, you know, just be conscious of the fact that there's runners out there and how hot it is. And if you see anybody in distress, granted we have tons of emergency personnel, but we'd love it if you see a runner in distress to help them out, maybe call 911, and to like sprinklers. Like, you know,
that would be fun.
Much like you saw on the Muscle Man course last weekend, we're encouraging people along the course to set up sprinklers. I know we've got one person that's got one of those big inflatable unicorns that is like a sprinkler. I mean, how cool would that be? You're like, you know, 5 miles into the race, you're completely hot and exhausted to come across a unicorn spray, and you just, like at that point, like lifeblood of water on you.
Yeah.
That's the kind of thing we're looking for, but most importantly, and this has just happened within the last hour, Yellow Jacket Racing and myself and the rest of the committee made the decision we're actually dropping our 19K distance, so we're making an adjustment and dropping it down to an 8 mile race. We just thought that, you know, the distance and where the course took them, it was a safety concern, and our safety to our runners is paramount. So that's going to be an 8 mile course. We're getting ready to put that out. Just sent out an email to all our runners, but
so
basically,
breaking news.
You guys are like, get the exclusive. But basically, all that's changing on that course is where our runners start to head out of town, where they turn on Farron Road. We're going to be cutting off that 3 mile loop, and they'll just head down Garden Street and Garden Street Extension down to Lower Lake Road.
Oh, okay.
So.
Well, yeah, that's, I mean, I'm sure you didn't want to do that,
no.
But at the same time, it is what's best, I'm sure, because has it even been this hot
summer? And unfortunately, there's been a lot of concerns with some of the races that have happened in the last few weeks that are those longer races. There have been a lot of a handful of runners that unfortunately have, had to go to the hospital. So we just wanted to make sure that everyone was safe. So we made that decision in conjunction with the Seneca Falls Police Department, who their safety team is absolutely amazing. And it's not just our police department. It's the state troopers. It's the DEC. It's the park police. So there's quite an extensive list that goes into our safety plan.
Right.
So it was a decision made between them, Yellow Jacket Racing, and ourselves that, you know, it's, as much as we want to have that 19K and see it as a nod to our 19th Amendment, you know, safety is most important. So.
How are the registrations numbers?
Registrations are down historically for our race, but we kind of are looking at it in twofold. One, we moved from May to July, so we knew we were going to lose some people. But it's really, we've kind of, if you think about it, we've created an entire new race. So not only did we move the date, we were able to adjust the course. So historically, our course actually started out on Mott Farm or NYCC. So this year, our course actually starts and finishes right on the Bailey Bridge. Yellow Jacket did an amazing job of getting our finish line there. And that was
so
kind of
similar. It'll be a similar as the wonderful run in December.
So their start, yes. Right. So their start line. So
when the 5K and 19K start at the same spot?
The same spot.
Okay, that's
so, and
that's
it's great. And one of the, we did that with intention. So we were bringing people back to the heart of Seneca Falls.
Right.
Yep. We're right between the Women's Hall of Fame and the Women's National Park, and right in the middle of the canal, which then allows us to jump on the Erie Canal's Heritage Trail Canal Challenge, because now that our race happens on the canal, our runners can count that as a piece of, you know, their canal challenge.
Wow.
So it's making the connection between those three historic, you know.
You'd have to get out to Lot Farm, or you'd have to get to NYCC. You'd have to shuttle to figure out parking. So now it will be centralized right in the heart of a town, which is great for everybody.
Right. And we also are offering a shuttle, not just to our runners, but anybody that's coming to convention days. So we will actually have a shuttle that runs from the Clinton Side Street of the National Park to Mindress Academy for anybody that, you know.
Awesome.
It's not a huge distance, but we wanted to be able to offer that to people in Seneca Falls, because we all know parking can be a challenge.
Well, it sounds like you have a lot going on.
We do.
Especially in the last hour, and I'm sure that it will all go nice and
it's
smooth.
It's going to be beautiful. It's going to be beautiful.
Moving forward in the years, I'm sure this is going to be such a great event for the community as a whole.
And, you know, we've already been planning our 2020 event in tandem. And what's great about our 2020 event is, you know, some people think of this as a local event, and it's not. And next year it definitely won't be. We'll be on that national stage as far as the 2020 race is concerned.
Can people still sign up for the race?
You can still sign up for the race. So that's the wonderful thing of the way we run our sign up. You can even register online and get your bib assigned that day. So registration doesn't close. So you can continue to register online right up until 7:40, I believe, race day.
Wow.
7:40 a.m. on Saturday.
On Saturday.
And what happens when they show up? Where is the registration going to be and all that?
So registration and packet pickup Friday and Saturday are right at the rec center.
Great.
35 Water Street for those people listening that might not be familiar with Seneca Falls. And everything's right there. So, and for the fun run as well, you can come down on Friday and register for the fun run. We still have spots available. We'd love to see you there.
So you can basically just show up for the fun run?
You can show up for the fun run and register there, yep.
Awesome.
Nice. Is there any, I know in the past the Girls on the Run Club has participated. Is there any participation from that organization this year?
So historically, Girls on the Run, in the first couple of years of the Right to Run, they ran a water stop and they volunteered and they cheered.
Yeah.
And then they were able to participate in our race. So this year, Girls on the Run Upstate was actually able to secure their own 5K, which was an amazing part.
Oh,
an
yeah.
amazing event to be a part of.
Right.
Having coached Girls on the Run for 8 years, to see all those girls, thousands of them together, all in
from
their sea of shirts. Yeah, from different schools.
Mm-hmm. That's awesome.
It was truly amazing to see, and personally brought me to tears, which my girls then laughed at. but so this year, they've actually returned to what they had done before. So they're actually going to be running a water stop for us.
Great.
And you'll actually see, you know, parents and Girls on the Run volunteering, and they'll probably be in their shirts for the race. So fulfilling that community service piece
right.
of Girls on the Run, you know, the Girls on the Run program. So we're happy to have them back. And they're still one of our benefactors. So proceeds from the race are going to Safe Harbors and Girls on the Run. So we're
awesome.
Still wonderful, excited to, you know, continue that partnership.
Yep, two great causes there, for sure.
Yeah, but I think we're going to bring you on to the rest of our show where you're going to pick one of your favorite photos of the week.
Okay.
We do it every week, and everybody from around the Finger Lakes sends them in, so don't worry, nobody will get mad at you, but it is a very tight competition,
okay.
so I'm going to jump right into that.
Okay.
So we're going to kick things off this week with a photo from Canisius Lake on the 4th of July by Rich Engelbrecht. A ring of fire can be seen around the lake as fireworks go off in the sky.
Canisius Lake, that is, yeah. Ring of fire, it's pretty sweet.
Oh, that is pretty
sweet. All around the entire lake.
That's awesome. Another shot of this is coming up momentarily, actually. But first, a shot from Joanne Long. This deer was jogging across the stream in Ontario County.
Nice.
Wow, I like that photo.
Right That's place, pretty, right time,
yeah.
Joanne Long.
I wonder where she was standing. It almost looks like she's standing right in the stream.
She may have been, like, down in the water.
Oh, camouflage. Chris Williams captured this view from Canisius Lake on the 4th.
Now, there it is. There's another one.
Oh, that is pretty sweet. It's crazy the colors that you can get.
Well, everybody, I think they give you these candles for the Ring of Fire.
Oh, yeah?
Or you can pick them up somewhere, and then everybody that lives along the lake or has a cottage,
huh.
they light them up at dark, and it's
That's
quite
awesome.
A scene. They do it on Canandaigua Lake as well.
I guess I never knew that.
Yeah, Ring of Fire.
A stormy shot in SOTUS. This photo was captured by Hugh Van Stalden. I always get that name wrong.
Van Staldunen.
Wow.
Junior.
Junior. Yeah. I actually love this photo. Do you think that's the rain coming in
it
over
is
there?
Rain on the right-hand side.
That's awesome. Travis J. Smith captured this outstanding sunset in an Ontario County field. Whoa. Mm.
Yeah, it's gorgeous.
That is pretty amazing.
That is awesome. And a sunrise by Jeffrey Winter overlooking Canandaigua Lake. That was like back-to-back, land to water. Oh, no, it's going to be hard to choose.
There's
for
a
me.
Lot of good ones.
The silhouette of this hummingbird was a very cool shot by Missy Jones. That's different.
It
we don't usually
silhouette.
Get many hummingbirds, and I love it. I think I said that last time we got a hummingbird, so now I'm contradicting
hummingbird
myself.
Coming up too.
A shot from the Canandaigua Pier last weekend by Travis J. Smith. Wow. I love those colors.
It's summer in the Finger Lakes. That's what it looks like, folks.
And awesome. A high-speed shot of a bee working near a flower last weekend. This photo was captured by Steve Eichhorn. Oh, that's awesome. That looks so cool.
Yeah, I don't know how you do that.
Me
you're
neither.
A photographer. Like, that takes skill. You don't whip out your cell phone.
Yeah, no, I don't think so. Steve also captured this impressive shot of the moon last weekend. Are you serious? That just looks like it should be in like a NASA magazine or something.
Again, I don't think he uses cell phone.
Yeah, no, definitely not.
Who
How do you
those
even
two?
Get that? Steve Eichhorn.
Steve Eichhorn?
Okay. I don't even understand. I don't understand it. Another one from Travis as he found this chipmunk perched on a lawn ornament.
Nice.
Cool.
You know, those are rodents.
Are they?
Yeah.
I always see them running across the street and
yeah,
I always
cute,
get worried.
But they're rodents. I like chipmunks.
I think they're so cute. Kate Liz caught this nighttime shot in Canandaigua last weekend. Almost looks like daytime, but we're going into nighttime. I think it's the right one. We can't be wrong. We were wrong last
week.
That's
not the moon, that's for sure, right?
Maybe. Maybe we just have a weird perception, right?
I think it might be.
Our guesses spoke. It's the moon. Rachel Burkholder came through with a beautiful shot over Seneca Lake on the 4th. Awesome.
Nice.
She must have been on the boat for that one. Low-hanging clouds.
That would be the American Legion fireworks in Geneva.
Oh.
I would imagine, right?
I don't know, but those are nice fireworks. Okay. Low-hanging clouds made for a cool shot over Honeyoy Lake. This one by Carol Baker.
It looks nice. More like today.
Yeah. Just throw in a whole bunch of rain, and then we're all good. And a unique view from the bluffs. This one shared by W. Merlot.
We'll say.
All right.
Correct.
That
Let
is...
us know if we're wrong.
I know.
We've never gotten a photo from W. Merlot.
No.
Merlot.
I hope it's Merlot, because that would be cool.
I think it's Merlot.
Merlot. That is an awesome shot, actually. And one more from Travis as we wrap up this week's photo. Another sunset in Ontario County.
See,
oh,
those
boy.
Are that's digitally enhanced, post-produced, I imagine.
I would imagine,
which is
yeah.
great. I'm all for it.
Me too. They, I think they look great. Uh-oh.
So
all right.
Yeah, now we have to choose one. So the way the rules of the show work are, you guys will choose your favorite, and if there is needs to be a tie broken, then I'll break the tie. So I don't really have a vote.
Can you remember
yeah, that's the other
can
part.
All the photos?
I can, but maybe not their titles. But like, I feel like oh. you need to break them into categories. Like you said, were those digitally enhanced or versus
yeah,
a cell
yeah.
phone?
Yeah.
Like if you caught the hummingbird with your cell phone, I'm pretty impressed.
Oh,
right.
Yeah.
Or that deer shot was just, you know, a lot goes into it. But
oh, I know.
So there are
one.
No rules. Just which one did you think you like the best?
That's really tough. I got to say that if we're talking summer in the Finger Lakes, that last firework shot.
Oh, yeah,
by Rachel
Burkholder.
I think yep. that kind of really spoke to me about what makes this area great. I mean, the sunsets were beautiful.
I know.
But I don't know. There was just something about that that just like, oh.
That was awesome.
I love Rachel's as well. But I am going to go with... Uh-oh, I have two. All right, I'm definitely going to go with the B. Which one? Who did the B? Where was it?
See, you
Steve
have a
Eichhorn.
Cheat sheet. That's
yeah,
so
I have,
not fair.
Yeah, I need a cheat sheet. You don't understand. I need this. I mark my sheet like crazy.
I
yes.
like those Ring of Fire photos, but I agree that Rachel's firework shot is going to be our photo of the week here.
Yes. Congratulations, Rachel. Yeah, that does look great. And it just makes you think of good old summer in the Finger Lakes, like you said.
Yeah.
And
well,
so today's the 17th, so we went back. This was a little more than a week ago.
Well, yeah, because we needed to catch up because
yeah,
we had so
a lot
many
of
from yeah from last week. But everybody, of course, had great photos. And if you would like to share your local photos from across the Finger Lakes, you can click on the link in the Submit Content section at the bottom right of our homepage at fingerlakes1.com. And now we're going to jump into the weather so we can see
there, yeah.
how this weekend is going to play out. Everybody's going to stay dry or wet or hot and humid and sticky.
It's going to be hot. It's going to be the hottest weekend of the year so far, or the summer so far.
Of course.
Of course, yeah.
Some people love it.
You know, and I got to say, I love the heat. So when we started having the conversation about dropping the race, I was like, I'm the wrong person to ask. Yeah. You know, I'm not a native Central New Yorker, so, you know, I absolutely adore the heat. So, but yeah, it is, it's going to be warm. But my suggestion is to everyone, just stay hydrated.
Yeah, right.
Water, water, water.
So anyway, it's Friday night. We got a small chance of a morning shower or a thunderstorm. And then after that, it'll be partly sunny and hot with a high near 93. And this is when you know it's hot. Overnight into Saturday morning, we're looking at a low of 76.
Oh, man.
So, you know, a lot of people, they have trouble sleeping in the humidity, or, you know, you want to crank up those AC units or the fans. You know, it's only going to get down to 76 overnight into Saturday. And then, of course, Saturday, mostly sunny and hot with a high near 93. Anytime heat and humidity levels are as high as they'll be this weekend, you have a chance of a thunderstorm. Throughout the day, especially later into the afternoon or evening, and that's the case Saturday, but it's a small chance. Overnight Saturday, partly cloudy with a low of 73, and then heading into Sunday, partly sunny with a little more comfortable high of 88. Again, a slight chance of a thunderstorm, and then heading back to work on Monday, should be a nice day, partly sunny with a high near 84. And then looking way ahead to Tuesday, it looks like we're going to be back below 80 degrees for a high. So if you can get through this weekend, the heat wave should break early next week. So it is a great summer weekend. You know,
I was going to say, we can't complain when we had so much snow. Well,
we had rain in the spring, and of course, every winter is cold, and we sit here just miserable, dreaming about weekends like this. So, no, don't complain. Just, like you say, stay hydrated and have fun.
Yeah, and with so much going on just in Seneca Falls, you should all check out the convention days, the run, everything around it. But if you're not in Seneca Falls, we have...
Well, convention days weekend is Friday through Sunday.
Right.
Events all weekend. The full schedule's at nps.gov/WORI. And you can get the whole schedule there at the National Park Service website. And it's extensive. There's a lot of things to do.
So
if you're coming in for the weekend or you're just stopping in for one of the days... making a day trip out of it, you'll find plenty of stuff to do.
And some of it indoors, air conditioning.
Right, that's true. It's not all outside. It's not
bring your personal fans. You know, I see people around walking with those. But there are a lot of other major events going on in the Finger Lakes, and just to name a few.
Big one in Trumansburg.
Yep, we have Grassroots Festival this weekend. It's in Trumansburg. It kicks off Thursday, and it runs through to Sunday. You can get the full entertainment lineup at grassrootsfest.org. That, of course, is going to bring lots and lots of people. There's the third annual Rotary Ribs Rhythm and Blues at Emerson Park on Friday through Sunday. That's in Auburn. In Bloomfield on Saturday, it's the 60th annual antique show at Elton Park. That's gone on for a long time. Wow.
60 years.
Yeah, that's crazy. The Rob Thomas Chip Tooth Tour comes to CMAC on Sunday. The Skinny Atlas Curbstone Festival and Sidewalk Sale is happening Thursday through Saturday throughout downtown Skinny Atlas. And in Hammondsport, it's the Wine Country Classic Car and Boat Show on Saturday. And those are just some of the main events. We have more, of course, on our community calendar.
That's a lot. It's this time of year, you're going to find events everywhere. So plenty of things to do, plenty of things to choose from.
Get out and do something, you know.
Yeah, no excuse not to. No excuse not to.
What do we have for sports?
Sports weekend. The Auburn Double Days begin a 5-game homestand at Falcon Park with a doubleheader Friday against Batavia. Game one starts at 5 o'clock. And then Saturday, they host Virginia at 7 o'clock. And Sunday, they host the West Virginia Black Bears 4 p.m. And then Monday, they'll close out that series at 7 p.m. So... that's another thing to do. You can head out and see some baseball all weekend at Falcon Park. The Yankees host the Colorado Rockies Friday at 7:05, Saturday at 1:05, Sunday at 1:05. The Mets are in San Francisco for 4 games, starting Thursday night at 9:45 Eastern, Friday night at 10:15, Saturday at 4, and Sunday at 4. It's the Open Championship, the final major of the championship golf season at Royal Portrush in Northern England. That means strange viewing hours for us at home here. If you want to watch, coverage starts Thursday at 1:30 a.m. and runs all the way through 4 p.m. on Golf Channel. Friday, 1:30 a.m. to 4 p.m. again on Golf Channel. Then on Saturday, early coverage, 5 to 7 a.m. on Golf Channel, followed by 7 a.m. to 3 p.m. on NBC. And then Sunday, 4 to 7 a.m. on Golf Channel, 7 a.m. to 2 p.m. on NBC.
Jeez.
And then I also should mention that in Canandaigua, it's the Shootout for Soldiers at Canandaigua Academy. That's a 24-hour lacrosse game. They start at noon Saturday,
yeah, awesome.
And they end at noon Sunday. Different teams come in, different club teams and school teams come in and play throughout that 24-hour period. But a 24-hour lacrosse game, they separate the different participants into two teams, so they actually do keep score for the 24 hours. Mm-hmm. And there's a winning team and a losing team, I guess. But the real winners, American veterans. This event raises a ton of money for veterans. I think I was on their website last night, and they were up to $34,000 already in donations.
That's awesome.
That's amazing.
That's before it even started.
Right.
And there's bands, food, tailgate games, so that would be Saturday through Sunday,
wow.
24 hours.
Yeah. Wow. So clearly there's a lot going on. But I did want to go back and touch base a little bit on where people can sign up, how they can register, and just kind of put it out there. So if there's last-minuters, they can go and still participate
and
in the
race.
And
you can run, you can walk the 5K too,
you
right?
You can. Yeah. You could even walk the 19K. So before we changed our course to an 8-mile course, the 19K, you know, technically the cutoff time was about an 18-minute mile. So you could walk that. But we definitely have people that walk our 5K. And what's also amazing about putting our race with convention days, so there's that historic march that happens from the Katie Stanton House to the Wesleyan Chapel.
Yep.
That's run by Women's March. So that will actually take place during our race. So they'll be marching as our runners are coming through the Katie Stanton House. And to have our runners see people marching in period garb, it just...
Yeah.
Brings that focus once again back mm-hmm. to why we're so important and just really celebrates. I'm really excited
yeah.
to see that, you know. Hopefully we'll have somebody down there taking pictures because I'll be at the finish line.
Oh, yeah.
But I'm really excited to have that culmination of all those events. So even if you don't want to walk my 5K, that's a very easy thing that you
what
can participate.
What time does the race start?
So the race starts at 8 a.m.
So if you go down, it'll be cool then, too. Much cooler.
We're hoping. We're hoping.
You know, you can go just walk downtown and be a part of it all.
Yes.
Oh,
yeah.
Yeah.
So our entire vendors village, our race, everything that we have going on is open to the public. It's not just for our runners. And we want to stress that.
Awesome.
This is really a community event. The run is a very small piece of what's happening convention days.
Mm-hmm.
So we just want to encourage people to come down. So you can go online to register, like I said, right up into race day. At righttorun19k.org, and there's a link right there to register or to volunteer or to donate.
Awesome.
And there'll be parking and shuttle information. I know that the National Park actually directs their site right back to ours for parking information because we're collaborating for that shuttle piece. But you know, just Friday, come down, have fun. We're going to have the food trucks. We're going to have Brad and Anna will be doing music for us.
Awesome.
You know, Three Brothers Winery be there. And that's for everyone. It's not just for a
yeah.
runner. So we really want the community to come down, take part. And, you know, for families, do the fun run, have some dinner, then go to the library and watch a movie on the lawn. I mean,
oh,
there's just
yeah.
so much going on that weekend. I'm so excited.
That's awesome, and we are so happy that you got to get here, even though you were dealing with a lot of stuff, and tell everybody what's going on.
I appreciate it, yeah, and thank you for letting me get my breaking news out about that.
Yeah,
course.
No,
no problem.
News.
Yeah,
we
love breaking news, but I think that about wraps up our time.
Well, hold on a second here. We got some other deals that want me to run through them?
Go ahead if you want, yeah.
Coach's Diner in downtown Waterloo now has subs. Upgrade any specialty burger to a sub for only $1 delivery or takeout. Play golf at Seneca Falls Country Club this weekend after 2 p.m. on Saturday or Sunday for just $20 for 18 holes with a cart. That is a pretty good deal. Hard Cider fans, DA Liquors in Seneca Falls has 1911 established brand cider for just $10.99 a four-pack.
Love it.
Chichino's Geneva location is offering some outrageous topped-off Bloody Marys on Saturday and Sunday from noon to 2. CV Designs in downtown Seneca Falls has a collection of neat new tabletop items to take your next picnic or dinner party to the next level. And when the weekend is over, you can rejuvenate with a paraffin wax treatment from Ryan Chiropractic Wellness Center located inside the Bonnet Building on Routes 5 and 20 in Seneca Falls.
You did a good job.
What are you doing this weekend?
I don't even know. I'm frozen. I can't even think. My best friend just had a baby yesterday.
Congratulations.
So I'm going to spend as much time with that baby as I can because it is actually my goddaughter.
Aww.
Wow.
Yeah. Congrats, Brittany Anderson and Brian Salerno. Had to plug that in there. But you obviously, we know what you're doing this weekend.
Yes. You know exactly where I'll be for the entire weekend.
And Jessica was off today. She'll be back next week.
Yes.
And yeah, I guess that's it.
I'm going to stop down on convention days one of the Friday or Saturday and
please
get
do.
Some of the food truck food. That's my favorite.
Yeah, I love it in Seneca Falls when we have these big event weekends. Obviously, living in Seneca Falls, but you don't have to make a plan. You can just wander down, and those are the good events, I think.
Absolutely.
You know, wherever they might be. And we gave you a lot of them this weekend, but no tickets necessary or anything. You just come down, walk around. Stores will be open. There'll be plenty going on.
Absolutely, but thank you again.
Thank you for
joining us.
I appreciate it.
And thank you everybody who was watching. Of course, if you enjoyed the show, you can click like, share, and subscribe, and we'll be back, of course, next week. Until then, you can have a great summer weekend in the Finger Lakes. It's going to be hot, so hydrate.